following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety, true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people. Turn away from them.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of His word. We're going to focus on the Amplified, but if you don't have the Amplified, you can still look at your King James, because you'll still hear it in your spirit and see the word. All right. So it says, but understand this, that in the last days will come, set in perilous time of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. The stress level is through the roof. Because one of the things, like, whether it be your jobs, family, trying to maintain your family, trying, you know, to hold it together, trying to do this, do that, and the stress of this hour. And I began to look back 30 years, you know, what is so different? It is so much pressure, but you know, it's this spirit of Pharaoh that's on these jobs, and they're telling you to make more bricks, but we're gonna take away the straw. So it's that same spirit, that spirit of Pharaoh, that have been released in this hour. People have been working for forever. Amen. And people worked harder. Cause like some of them women would go and clean up 10, 15 people's houses, come home, cook, take care of children, do all that. So people, but it is almost like this spirit with us that easily breakable. Yeah. Like people back then was more durable. I saw my mother do so much of stuff and didn't even have a job. And I saw her do so many things in the household for people of the community and everything. Now, she was going through with my daddy because he was an alcoholic. So she was, that area was pulling on her, but I still saw her do, you know, so much. But the stress level now is through the roof. And you go to your job and you try to do, you try to do what you can do, and you try to do what you're supposed to do. And it's like, sometimes it's just still not enough. Amen. Finance, it's still not enough. The bills, I could tell you something funny. Even the deodorant, my God. Yeah. I said, well, my God, $6 for a can of six and seven. What kind of deodorant is this? But I wonder, you know, I was working on some self-improvement. So I said, well, I'm willing to pay it, you know. But good grief, in the clinical kind, you pay even more. So it's the stress of trying to make ends meet. trying to be all that, and even in the educational system, they put so much stress on the kids. You better get this, and you better pass this FSA, and then the parents, and they freaking out, and then you get the 10th grade, you better pass this test, or they don't graduate. So then you just, and my daughter made it real good for me, because I had all that stress, and then she got pregnant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So there was already stress. But God brought us even through that. Because he's God. But in this time and day and age, it's a lot of things to deal with, and you have to go to God. Because it'll begin to get on your body. It just recently, probably about a couple months ago, it began to really just get on my body. And then it'll cause different things in your body, inflammation and all kind of things coming up in your body. Amen. My leaders was like, get over here. You need some prayer. I said, yes, I do. Because I'm like, you so right. You talking totally right. Because I felt it. I just, drained. So you have to go to God for that refueling and binding the spirit of stress. Because it's a spirit. Amen. It's a spirit. Stress, anxiety, all that. And a lot of it comes from the spirit of fear. Amen. The spirit of fear got all these little buddies, all these little cousins. See, they got cousins. They hang together. And once they are filled, they're all, here I am, stress, anxiety, I'm coming over too. They be trying to like gangbang you, all little spirits. Their sister was like, yeah, come on. She a good house to work in. And she a big, too, big one, too. We got plenty of room. Sorry, but Jesus. We got plenty of room to get up in there. And baby, they'll work you out. Then you go to the doctor. I don't know. Have you paid your copay? Have you paid your copay? We had something going on here. It was hurricane or somebody, tornado. I think it was a hurricane. I'm out at Shands, so my doctor don't recommend I need to go to Shands because some issues were going on in my body, which was mostly just the stress related. So we got there. They ain't concerned by me a tap. We talking about the storm. So they like, have you prepared for the storm? I'm like, I'm here for y'all to check me. But I was able to offer the lady some comfort, and I said, God gonna do what he wanna do. You just have to pray through it. And, I mean, you could go to the shelter, and God could allow the storm to come knock the shelter down. So the shelter is in him. So I said, well, God, if it's no other reason, they ain't do nothing for me, but maybe it was just me to talk to the lady, about going through the storms, because you can go through the storm of life and a natural storm. And we decided to live in Florida, so guess what? And I used to be a person wanting to live on the beach. I was crazy. I left that dream right quick. Because who the first to back away? People on the beach? You can't be scared living on no beach. You can't be scared. Because you some of the first to get evacuated. Some of the people lost a lot of stuff in beach areas down south and so forth. All right, we're going to go to two. But man shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. I begin to look at the kids. God's called me in the intercession for the education and for the schools and the kids for many years, even when I was just totally so jacked up. And I said, how could I be praying for somebody when I'm like a hot mess? He said, you don't worry about that. You just keep praying. Yes, sir. So I begin to look at the children, and this is what the Lord said to me. He say, they is a representation of y'all. I was like, oops. Amen. They're representing what our society has become. Amen. Don't be looking so crazy at them. Look at yourself crazy. Amen. Because they are representing what our society has become. Amen. Just almost moralists. Covetous. Even that one over there. See something? Want it? I'll take it. What? Just want something so bad, you'll just take it. Covetous. These kids, I'm just going to say it, please stop sending these children with these iPhones to school. Them kids going to take it. The first time, one little girl, she came from some foreign country or something, so her first day at the school, they got her on the first day. First day. She said, well, so I tried to comfort her. She was crying, trying to comfort her. She said, I had it here in my notebook. I said, sweetie, no, wrong answer. I see some of you shaking your heads. Wrong answer. On your desk, in the notebook. Mm-mm. And she got up. Probably about five of them dove for it. Who gonna be the first one to get it?
That's right.
And it's not, this is not trying to be negative or put out any bad things, but it's just where our society has become. So you can't, you've seen all the people in the news, you know, like, what you call that thing, embezzling this and taking money for, you supposed to be setting up something to help the children and you taking the money and have a wedding. And it's a lot of thing in our society, covetous. They want it so bad. If you got to have a $100 wedding, do the thing. Go to the courthouse and the license going to cost you about
$86.
Or either wait later till you can afford it. Boaster, proud, blasphemer. This thing really scared me right here, and I've been telling the kids this really scares me. They say, they put the F word with God. That scares me. I said, please, please don't say that. You might say some words, but God, please don't say that, because now you blaspheming. Now you get into a sin where it might not be taken away. To put the F word with God's name, I say you are blasphemer. They make jokes, like some of these shows, they make some jokes about Jesus. They try to joke him like he's a joke. Disobedient to parents. When the Bible say that respect those that have authority or rule over you, when you go to school, you are with them people 7-something hours a day. It means respect them too.
Amen.
You may get a teacher that y'all really just on a personal level, you just really can't click. But what I tell kids, if you get somebody, even me, I tell them that about my own self. If we can't click on that level of relationship, you come in here, I get your stuff, you do it. I grade it and let's keep it moving. But all this other stuff getting personal and wanting to fight teachers and fight administrators because they tell you put your headphones up and put your phone up. You already knew you shouldn't have had it out anyway. Now you want to fight somebody because of it?
Right.
Just disobedient. Unthankful. Just not trying to attain no type of holiness or godliness. If you don't have parents or somebody to take you to church, God sends somebody. He might send an auntie or an uncle, somebody, a grandmother. Somebody God will release to bring you to the house of God. My pastor charged me with something and I take it very seriously, even when I don't want to do it. I bring my grandson. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard. But I get through it because I know this is what he needs. You could put him on medication, but this the medication. And she charged me with that. She charged me to bring it. And I have seen some changes. They may not be all the way, but definitely have seen some changes. I believe there was something, you know, really going on, but I have seen God turn that around. I've seen him turn that around, and the same for you, not just me, I'm nobody, but the same for you. Who can you share Jesus with? Who can you give Christ to. You might, sometimes we want to help people. We want to give them money and we want to help them find a house or we want to help them do whatever. Maybe you can't do that, but you can give them Jesus. Maybe they ain't got no house or whatever it is they don't have, but you can give them Jesus. Then God will do what we can't do. Some things I want to do for my family, but right now I'm going to keep interceding and praying for them and watch God. And I know he is moving. Amen. Everything ain't going to happen when you want it to happen. Amen. It's going to happen, as the young lady was talking in Sunday school today, season. It might not be their season to get saved, but you keep praying. And some of them may have gone past their season, but you pray mercy. Because I know what happened. I know what it is when God drag you. Woo, I'm all up in Timothy 3, 1 through 5. I'm all up in there. But when God got tired of me, he said, that's it.
Amen.
And he drugged me.
Amen.
And I still got some of the marks. He don't play like that.
Amen.
Yes, he is a God of mercy. He is a God of grace. He is a loving God. But he's also our Father. And just like a natural father will chastise you, God will chastise your behind.
Amen.
And he said, Julie Carl, I am sick of you.
Jesus.
Now you get yourself together. You get up there with them people or you go with that lady. But you better go one of the place or other and get yourself in check. So he can start the healing and deliverance process in our lives. Yeah, I went to the psychiatrist. What they did? Nothing. Took my money. Again, let's go back to them copays. I told them when I went up in there, I said, I need some help. I said, something just ain't right. Parking my car on the backside of the place. Embarrassed. Out Beach Boulevard. Y'all know lady back there work for them people. I'm parked in the back. You embarrassed. But when people, they go to the strip club, they don't park in the back. Someone have their car parked just a big tag number. They want you to know I'm a high roller. I'm in here making it rain. You in here picking up all these spirits. Because I'm something. Ooh. All right. Traitors, heady, high mind. Yes, Lord. Been there and done that and have to keep praying not to be that. Because just because you're in a certain arena, just because you got a certain job, just because you make a certain pay, just because you may live in a certain area, it'll give you that high-minded spirit. Like I say, the scared roll could have looked at me and say, you college drunk? That's what they should do. They'll make some people fall down. Because there's some people in college, alcoholic and drug addict.
Amen.
But, you know, you looking down at chunking my dollar, you know, like he ain't nothing. You know, they but God gonna have someone raise up and start speaking and it'll blow your mind.
Amen.
Cause you're gonna feel like that person like that ain't got the right to say something. They got a right. They got a right to praise the Lord. They got a right to come out of what they in.
Amen.
I would have been there in a few more years myself. Cause you just keep on with something and don't let nobody tell you a lie just one or just one time. Oh, I did a line of coke, but just once.
No, sir.
Said, no, sir. Oh, you, I'm a drink, but I just, you know, I'm just, you know, in that yearly thing, you know, when you get out the champagne and then one day something bad going to happen. You go get a bottle of champagne and be in the corner. Because that's how the devil gonna move you. He gonna say, drink your pain away. Drink your pain away. When Jacksonville was still a blue law place, I drive the Orange Park. But something bad happened to me. And when the bad thing happened, the devil say, you know what to do. I say, you right, devil. You right. So I went and I lined up. I got beer. I got whiskey. I got all this stuff and lined it up, set in the chair. And just drank all the different stuff. You know I was crazy. Crazy as cootable. So then, after that happened, when I went to confront the situation, I pretty much went crazy and almost got locked up. Because that's how the devil going to tell you to deal with stuff. Why do you think people have sex so much? It ain't always a pleasure. Some are trying to get out their headspace. Some of you got problems. You got problems going on. You got stuff going on.
That's right.
Well, you go lay with so-and-so, he going to make you feel better. She going to make you feel better. No, you might feel worse after you get out that bed. Mm-hmm. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. It just hurts my heart. Sometimes when you have church service, when you have things for the youth or prayer ministry or whatever, and you can offer to just give people this and that, and they still won't come.
Amen.
But oh my God, have something at the Coliseum or have a game. Oh, park, and you can't even park. You can't even park to get a space. And I'm not against sports. Sports is cool. But why should we have that lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God?
Amen.
You'll get all together and go to a game, but you won't get all together and go to a church service. Some people spend big money, season ticket, different things like that. You ask them to give a $10 in church. Oh, my God, $10? That's all them preachers on anyway, your money. Season ticket, what, $200?
No.
What?
$1,000.
Oh, no, those some tickets I definitely don't want.
Yeah.
You see, I'm back in the prehistoric age on it. I thought hundreds was a lot. My goodness, God.
That's a bargain.
But sports a bit, or just thing we want to do. Or like me, foodie. Like to eat.
Really?
It's something that, but it's sometimes I need to back off that food and fast more. Fast more. Last, having a form of godliness, but denying the powers thereof, from such turn away. Religion is not going to cut it in this hour. The demonic spirits that have been released, it got to be the power of God. Mm. Your court paperwork ain't going to do it for you. Let me tell you something today. Even if you get a divorce, if you have not been spiritually divorced out your heart, you still with Mr. So-and-so, or you still with Miss So-and-so. So what happened to me was, because it wasn't real in the spirit, I went back again and did a remarriage when I wasn't supposed to. Why? Because the paperwork didn't register what was in my heart. Because in my heart, I was still yoked up. In my heart, I was still soul tied. In my heart, I was still messed up. God said the paperwork ain't gonna cut it. You need to be healed. You need to be delivered. I told you a little bit of my dirt, but I'm asking you today, what is your thing? What are you struggling with that you need to be healed? You need to be delivered. What it is that God need to do for you to bring you up out yourself, out of flesh, out of hindrance, bring you over into him. Apostle preacher about into the kingdom. See, in this day and hour and time, you got to be over in the kingdom so you can manifest the power of God. You'll quote a scripture, but the devil, he know the scripture too, but he don't like that power. He don't like that power. He don't like the power of God. God is moving by his spirit. The power of him in this hour. God is coming with his power in this hour. He gonna tear down strongholds. He gonna pull down the destruction of the enemy. What the enemy been going through. Stealing, robbing, killing, destroying. It's gonna be God that come in and make it right. God vindication is on the scene. Just reach out to him and say, God, I need you to do what I can't do. I need you to move for me. I need you to fix it. Let's cry out for about a minute. That won't hurt you, That won't hurt you, Just by the minute, ask the Lord, what is it that you need him to do? What do he, what is it? What stronghold? What stronghold has the enemy set up in your life? How has he bound you? What chains is on you? Or what shackle is keeping you from being that person of God that he calling you to be? What is it that causing you not to excel in your schoolwork? What is it? Hallelujah. I wanted to get a master degree, and I tried 2 times within myself, and every time something happened. But that third time, God brought me here to that healing and deliverance, and he said, you will and you shall get it. I'm not bragging about no degree. I'm bragging about God, because there's something today that you're supposed to have that the enemy is blocking you. What is it that is blocking you? Stand on your feet and worship God, and you ain't gonna be blocked no more. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it that the devil blocking? Is it freedom? It might just be spiritual freedom. It ain't gotta be a natural thing. Your healing. Is it your healing? What is it that the enemy done block you from? Your place in God. Your place in Christ. What is it? What is it? What is it? Gotta open the cage and let you out. Hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for touching each individual person today. That's open. There's no that they're being hindered. What is it that's hindering you? God wanna come in. He wanna set you free. He wanna open the door. He wanna open that gate. Open the pathway. You wonder why you ain't got to a certain pinnacle. You want to know why this ain't come, or you ain't got this and that. Because the enemy stand there. But the power of God will make him get out of the way and make him move for you to receive that. Whatever it is that God wants you to receive. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. He'll make him get out of the way. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you. I know you can. I know you can. God, you've done it for me. You've done it for me. And I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. Woo! Oh. 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 Lift your hands. Lift your hands. As we speak to it today, everything blocking your people from what you have for them. Oh God, we cancel the assignment of the enemy today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road. With Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.